I know how intimidating beekeeping can be, especially in those first couple of years, and not knowing what you need, what to do, or where to find help can be downright scary. That's why I created the AI-assisted Beekeeping for Newbies mobile app to be right there with you as you start your beekeeping journey. Loaded up with checklists, guides, and one of my favorites, a bunch of queen bee photos to help you get better at locating them during inspections. I created this app to provide you with a single source to help jumpstart your learning and make you a better beekeeper. Go to studio.com/beekeeper. That's studio.com/beekeeper to take advantage of the limited time 20% off launch special.
Hey everybody, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. We're rolling in here to episode 20. So this week I'm calling it Weak Hives and Queen Intros. So we're going to talk about what we're doing with weaker colonies and maybe colonies that are looking like they may not make it through the winter. So we'll talk about some of the things we can do with them. And also there's something that's been on my list for a long time, how you introduce mated queens into a colony, and a couple different tips and tricks for that. So we're definitely going to cover that as well. First thing I want to jump right into is a couple of follow-ups from the last episode. As you might remember, a listener emails, Michael had emailed and was asking about some suggestions, how to minimize weeds and things around the hives themselves, and just general weed control around your hives within your apiary. The suggestions I had were kind of relatively generic. I didn't really have anything great on that one. But Laura out in Washington had reached out and she kind of threw a suggestion out that I thought was great and I wanted to share it with everybody. And this is what she does just for her regular garden, just to kind of, you know, maintain some weed control. So I'll read you kind of a quote from what she wrote me. She basically says, cardboard, specifically thick, large pieces of cardboard from plumbers or auto body shops. They often have copper staples, but these are easy to remove and worth the effort for the larger surface area. I don't like the appearance of the cardboard, so I add a layer of mulch. Then I plant my flowers from there, and she mentions that cardboard decays over time, of course, but you know, when the weeds start to come back, you just repeat the process the following year. So I thought that was a great suggestion. Laura, thank you so much for sharing that. Michael, I hope that helps you out. I know that's something I'm definitely going to try myself because I think that might be a good kind of path forward. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, so we're going to jump right on in here. So the first topic I've got on the list here is mated queen introductions. Thinking about the two general types of queens that we're going to have, it's either going to be a virgin queen or a mated queen. So if you've bought package bees, you should have a queen cage with a mated queen. If you have done a split or you've had a colony that has recently swarmed and left a queen cell behind, you would then have a virgin queen. Pretty simple, straightforward. We've talked about this before. We're going to dive a little bit deeper in this and talk about like a laying queen versus a mated queen. If you take a queen that is in a colony and she's a laying queen and she's doing her thing and you move her into a queen cage, usually within hours, there will be physiological changes in her. Her size will start to diminish and this is something that's not visibly noticeable, but something that I have been told that the actual amount of queen pheromone will begin to diminish if she's not actively laying, which is really interesting, right? If you think about package bees or you think about any time you're introducing a queen from a cage, well, that queen's not laying anymore. She is a mated queen, but she's not a laying queen. This will be important later on when we discuss another technique. But typically, you would see either a virgin queen or a mated queen in your colony. So what scenarios would exist where we need to introduce a queen? So let's talk about that. You have maybe you're doing a split. So you have a strong colony. You've decided that you've located your existing queen. You want to establish a new colony from the excessive amount of resources that you have during the spring nectar flow. You either breed your own queen or maybe you take a queen cell from another colony or from even from your stronger colony, and then you make your split and you put your queen cell in. So if you put your queen cell in, then you're not really doing any kind of introduction, right? The queen will be born into the colony. She'll look around, make sure there's no other queen cells, no other queens. She does her mating flight, she comes back. But in a much quicker way of doing things would be to go ahead and bring in a mated queen. So with that scenario, typically what we would do, we would complete the split. We would take our queen cage, we would put it into the new colony as we've kind of instructed in the past, right? And I'll go ahead and just tell you real quick in case you didn't catch some of those earlier episodes. What I do is when you look at the queen cage, one side has a piece of cork keeping the entrance, one entrance closed. The other side will have a piece of cork, and then behind that will be a big block of sugar, typically some kind of fondant or, you know, sugar candy. I take a nail, I remove the piece of cork that is covering that sugar fondant, and then I push the nail at the top edge all the way in so it makes a little bit of a hole so you can see all the way through. That's just something I do to kind of get started on breaking up that big hunk of sugar candy that's in there. That way the bees, the workers that are trying to get that queen free, can do so a little bit quicker and easier. And then when I insert the cage into the colony, I will use the strap that's already on it if it has one, and you can just set it in between two frames and then put the strap on top of a frame and staple it down. Or you could just squeeze two frames together, just push it against the queen's or the queen cage, and that should hold it in place. So you'll want to keep that sugar block or that sugar candy facing up. So again, great technique. Nothing wrong with that. We do it with package bees. You can do it with, you know, any scenario where you're doing a split or somebody is sending you or giving you a queen. That's a pretty common approach. Another approach that would be used would be to do what they call direct introduction. So what I could do, let's say, for example, I was breeding my own queens, and my queens were ready to go. And I took my queen cells and I put them into mating nukes. And then the virgin queens were born. They came out, they went and did their mating flights. They came back. I verified, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks later, that they are in fact laying. Everything looks good. I put her into a cage temporarily. I'm talking for maybe an hour or so. I go over to where I'm doing my split. I pull all my frames out, put them into a nuke. I walk over with that queen, and I maybe set her down on the frame so they can smell her and kind of get used to her. But I open up and do a direct release. If you have a colony that does not have a queen, there's no queen in that colony, there's no queen pheromone, and they've got nothing, they will get very excited about having a mated queen, particularly a laying queen. I mean, she can walk in there and all is right in the world. Now, I would caution you, I have heard of a scenario where a colony actually had more than one queen for a period of time, and then you introduce this other queen directly in, and they will ball her, wrap her up, and kill her. So I've done it both ways. I've done, you know, the caged introduction. I've done the direct introduction. I've had success with both. So with the two techniques there, right, the direct introduction or the caged introduction, they kind of both have their place, and I'm not going to say that one's better than the other. I like the idea of using a queen that was laying, you know, an hour ago and then moving her directly into a colony and letting her do her thing. Anytime you have a chance to use a mated or laying queen, I would take that hands down over a queen cell anytime, because your time frame is better. You still don't have to worry about the hazards of the queen getting mated when she goes out on her flight. So I like those two techniques. The last one I want to talk about is a caged introduction. And I feel like there is a way, there is a name for this cage, and it drives me nuts. I can't remember what it is. But you're going to take a frame of drawn comb. And what you'll do is take some hardware cloth, roughly probably a section that's going to be maybe about 6 or 7 inches by 6 or 7 inches. So roughly like 15, 16 centimeters by 15, 16 centimeters. And you're going to bend the edges over. So you'll have roughly probably about an inch of hardware cloth that's kind of bent over on the edges all the way around. And then you're going to press that cage into, now you'll do this, of course, you'll have the queen ready to go and some attendants and all of that. But what you're going to do is you're going to press the cage that you just made into the comb in an area that basically just seals the cage inside that section of drawn comb. When you're putting that into the drawn comb, you'll have your queen and a couple of attendants in there before you close that in. And then you'll now have a space where the queen can begin laying eggs. They'll have attendants that are there. Her pheromone can get into the colony, and she's safe behind this cage. So this is a technique I've seen before, seen it used very effectively. It's great because if you think about it, the queen is now actively laying again. She's not stuck in a cage waiting to be freed. All right, folks. So now I want to jump in here and talk about combining weak or queenless hives. A couple of ways to do this. So let's say I have a queenless colony, like I just mentioned. I've got one that they just did not make a queen from the young larva that I had provided to them. So there's a bunch of bees in there that are getting older anyway, but they're still useful bees. They need to be in a colony. Since they are not used to having a queen, there's no queen pheromone, and they're really just kind of floundering. What I'm going to do with them is I'm going to go over to a larger colony. I'm going to, just like I'm doing an inspection, I'm going to open things up, put some smoke down, and then I will, I don't even think there's enough to have like a frame of bees in this kind of donor colony. So I'll probably just take whatever bees are laying around, and after I've smoked that area, I'll just shake the bees right onto the frames, let them go in and do their thing, and that's pretty much it. In general, when I'm doing something like that with a queenless colony, they tend to not have a whole lot of bees. But if they do, I try to find a frame or two inside the colony that has very few bees on it already. And what I'll do then is pull one of those frames out, insert the frame from the original donor colony, and that way it's got all their bees kind of together, drop them in, and then I'll just shake off a couple from the original frame that I pulled out. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, this is something that would be applicable for a queenless colony going into a colony with a maiden and laying queen. Now, if you are in a situation where you have a colony that is having some kind of a problem, maybe they're not as productive, maybe there's something that you know is wrong with the queen, and you're just not feeling good about her in general, and you feel like maybe it's time to replace her anyway, but you don't have any stock. It's a smaller, weaker colony. You have no available queens that you can use at this time of year. And it just makes sense to eliminate her and move her bees into another colony. There is still some queen pheromone present, right? So you don't want to be in a situation where you drop a bunch of bees into a new colony and them automatically feel like there's a competing queen. Now, I feel like there's a couple different ways even that you can take this. What I would do, though, is I would go ahead and take the original queen first, the one that you know you're going to be eliminating. I would go ahead and give her the hive tool test and get her taken care of first. Give it a day or so to let that queen pheromone die down, and then you'll be introducing these bees into a colony that has a queen, and they'll be excited about that, and everything should be fine. I've had really good luck combining colonies just by masking pheromone and scent signals through smoke. That's worked really, really well. I haven't had a lot of problems with that. The bees are pretty adaptive. They do a great job of just adapting to whatever circumstances that they're in. So I'll take a second real quick and jump into some listener emails. In fact, I think I'm only going to cover one of them today. I've got a few of them that came in that we're going to discuss in the, I think in the next episode, because it's a little bit more drawn out. But this is kind of important and really cool. So Kimberly in Bristol, Virginia reached out. She sent several pictures, great pictures of what's going on within her colony. She was suspecting European fowl brood. I looked at the picture she sent, and turns out that, you know, she did get a couple of folks who came in and took a look at things, and they kind of gave like a secondary confirmation that she is definitely facing European fowl brood out there. And she's going to kind of go through a process here to try and salvage the hive and hopefully recover things. I talked to her via email, and we're actually going to get her on probably for the next episode. So sometime in the next week, I'll try and get on the phone with her, and we will just walk through what happened, what she noticed, what her course of action was. And hopefully by the time, you know, her and I can catch up on the phone, maybe she'll have some news for us on the success or failure, or at least the progress of how things are going. And then maybe we'll follow up with her again a week or two later and see how that's going. But I just wanted to let everybody know, right, this is a critically important aspect of being a beekeeper, is doing those inspections. And, you know, Kimberly was awesome too, right? Because she did the research. A lot of people see things that they don't necessarily know what they are, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't know, that's kind of different, and they blow it off. But she saw what was going on, felt like something wasn't right, did the research, reached out to her mentor, reached out to everyone she could think of to get the information that she needed. There's a ton of information available. And like I always tell people, right, if you can't find it, or you don't even, you know, you don't know where to turn, shoot me an email, right? I'll try and get you connected with somebody who can help you out. But I'm really anxious to kind of get her on the phone and have her share her story with all of you, because I think it's a great learning opportunity for everyone. So we're going to try and get that teed up here in the next week or two with her. See if we can get some updates, and hopefully her colony will be back on track here soon. That's about all I've got right now, folks. I've got a lot, again, still teed up. I've got two or three episodes worth of content ready to go. I do have a lot of things going on here in the coming weeks, but I'm still going to do my best to stay on track with everything. As always, feel free to reach out, jeff@beekeepingfornewbies.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know how I can help. And outside of that, I would say enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be kind to one another, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.
I know how intimidating beekeeping can be, especially in those first couple of years, and not knowing what you need, what to do, or where to find help can be downright scary. That's why I created the AI-assisted Beekeeping for Newbies mobile app to be right there with you as you start your beekeeping journey. Loaded up with checklists, guides, and one of my favorites, a bunch of queen bee photos to help you get better at locating them during inspections. I created this app to provide you with a single source to help jumpstart your learning and make you a better beekeeper. Go to studio.com/beekeeper. That's studio.com/beekeeper to take advantage of a limited time 20% off launch special.